Peace at any price. Peace at any price. This is the instant inspiration, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, speaking to you from Campo, California. Peace at any price. The boy comes in and says, Mother, I want to go to the show. Mother says, no. Boy comes in and says, Mother, I want to go to the show. Mother says, no. Show no, show no, show no, show no, show no, show no. And the little boy knows that mother has a breaking point. And the breaking point is when she gives in. It's not she's going to get mad at him, but she's going to give in. By as much persistence, she's going to give in. And so he continues and continues for peace at any price. She'll let him go to the show that she doesn't think he should go to. They'll let him go to the dance they think they shouldn't go to. They'll let him go out and play in the street after dark when they know they shouldn't do that. Because the drivers don't always see children playing in the street at night in the dark. And so parents always say, when it gets dark, you come in. And we'll listen to the radio in my time. Or television or whatever. But persistence sometimes gets you into trouble. And little children know how to be persistent to get what they want. And mother, to have peace at any price, she will give in sometimes to allowing them to do what they want to do. Now, there are countries in this world, too, that will have peace at any price. Now, Czechoslovakia was one of those countries. Just turned, lay down, turn over, you know. Said, the country is yours. And Germany went in and took over the country. Not a shot was fired. Poland didn't lay down. Poland complained, no way, no way. Had a royal knockdown, drag-out battle, and Poland lost because they were in the minority as far as the battlement went. There are many other countries exactly like that, too. Now, Denmark laid down for Germany, said, go ahead. And Norway more or less did that. But you see, that's peace at any price. They had to live under the tyranny of an aggressor from 1940, 1939, 1940, until 1945. That's 6 years almost, you know. 6 years in the life of the people, 6 years in the life of the children. 6 years in prison is a terrible thing. More than that's even worse. But 6 years in prison is a terrible thing. You lose a portion of your life if your life is being a human being. If your life is having a day-to-day activity and seeing your family and seeing your friends and having the freedom to go where you want. Well, when a country is taken over by another country, even though no shot is fired, you lose your freedom. You lose your liberty. You lose your ability to be yourself. Peace at any price is a very expensive price. Now, you and I bargain for peace, too. We bargain for peace. And we know that we should say, my body is a temple of the living spirit, every organ, action, function, my body is perfect right now. We know we should say, I live in my eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, body. We know we should say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. We know we should say, I am independently wealthy. We know we should say, I am wealthy. We know we should say these things. But even those, we're changing it around so that you'll think about what you're saying. But you don't. You're not oppressed. You're not pressed for money. So you give in. You don't care. What do the police say? If a robber comes in your house, don't fight him. Let him take what he wants. Because you could get shot. Well, if the robbers all know that no one's going to object to their taking their goods and their wives, then they'll just go and rob houses, won't they? Because it's so easy. Should you object when a robber comes in your house? Well, the thing is, if you are diligent, you won't have a robber come in your house. You'll surround your house with your pure white light of love every morning, every noon, every night. Because, and the reason you do it often is just as a reminder to you that my house is surrounded by the pure white light of love. And when you read in the newspaper about robberies and about this and about that and about murders and all this other great stuff, you put that in your consciousness. And if you are, like we are, very sensitive people, we'll create those things in our life. Because you're so high that whatever you put your consciousness on, that's what you experience. You put your consciousness on the idea of unhappiness, put your consciousness on the idea of someone injuring you or damaging you, you'll have it. The girl who gets raped is the one who's afraid of being raped. And she puts herself in jeopardy every time she walks down the street. Because she exudes, try me, you know? And have you ever seen a very rich man walk down the street and be afraid he's going to be robbed? No. You know why? He doesn't have any money on him. He doesn't have any money. He doesn't even perhaps have any credit cards. He walks into the stores that he frequents, and they know him. They write it up. Send him a bill at the end of the month. Nothing taken off for the credit card. And because he's known. And then, now you go to try to rob a wealthy man, well, his wealth is in himself. His wealth is inside. You can't take it from him. You can't take it from him at all. Now, let's take this to another dimension. Peace at any price. A man was working for Mark, and he had diabetes, and he was going to lose a leg. And he says, and he's in his 40s or 50s, and a good hard worker, but he said, if I lose my leg, I'm going to kill myself. He said, I don't want to live. Now, how many people do we know or hear about who are paraplegic, who are losing one leg or two or what have you? How many? We know a lot of them. We hear about them. And what do we hear they're doing? They're running races with wheelchairs. They're learning how to ski with wheelchairs. One woman who had lost her legs and one arm, she wanted to jump out of an airplane. Not to die. She wanted to pull the parachute cord, and she wanted to get, and she did. And she did it several times. She said, hey, this is cool, you know. And, of course, it made great publicity because here this woman who was a triplegic who had lost three limbs, and yet she went jumping out of an airplane. Now, that's something, you know. You can be sure someone had to push her out because she didn't have any way to walk out. She had to have someone throw her out like a baseball and say, now, pull the ripcord. If you don't pull the ripcord, you won't have to worry about anything. But they do. And then they have these triathlons for handicapped people. And these handicapped people are marvelous. And, you know, some of them are blind. Now, running a race blind? I mean, that's almost unbelievable. But just because you're blind, that doesn't mean you have to give up your life. My brother Ray is losing his sight, and so what's he doing? He's learning how to handle talking books. And he says, they're exciting. They're exciting. Doesn't make his eyes tired either. He's read too. But it's beautiful. But you see, this is what the whole thing's all about. The whole thing is all about putting the right causes in motion. Believing in yourself, not peace at any price. So you have a handicap, well, die. You don't want to live with a handicap. Well, in the first place, you don't need the handicap. But if you have the handicap, then make the most of it. Make lemonade, you know? Make something that is going to be beneficial from your handicap. Some people who have a handicap, they become the head of the handicap committee, you know? And they get paid a salary for helping other handicapped people. And why not? Well, that could be you if you're handicapped, you know? But don't take peace at any price. Get in there and have your values Stand up for your values. And when you think that the movie isn't right for your kid, it isn't right for your kid under any circumstances. Otherwise, you should change your mind. Maybe you should go see that movie yourself and find out that it's worse or not so bad. But the thing is, if a mother makes a decision, that's what should be held up. And she shouldn't be changing her decisions, because then her kids are going to think that she's irresponsible. She makes commitments that she doesn't keep. And that's not the right kind of peace. That's not the right kind of things to teach people. Because peace at any price is death. Death to principle, death to the values and the ethics that you have, death to everything that means anything to you. So always stand up for who you are. But do it first. When you wrap yourself in your pure white light of love, you don't have to worry about other things. When you are living in harmony with yourself, you don't have to worry about other things. When you walk out the door and you say, it's just dark, can't see a thing, I gotta use my flashlight. No. Walk out the door and stand there for a few minutes, maybe even with your eyes closed. Become accustomed to the darkness. And then when you open your eyes, you say, my gosh, I can see everything. It's beautiful. But you see, we want to have peace at any price, to carry a flashlight with us. And then use the flashlight even when we're accustomed to the dark. Because then we'll never learn how to walk properly. My feet are what? They're guided along a perfect path. You don't have to say, I stumble. I know where every stumbling thing is on that path, and I walk around it. You know? It's just by experience. It's by path. But peace at any price, it's not worth the price, because it means death. So I suggest to you that you each clean up your house beforehand. Just know that God lives there and you want to keep it in nice order. Keep good thoughts in your mind. I am the pure white light of love. I'm surrounded by harmonious beings, harmonious circumstances. All my ways are peace. All my paths are pleasantness. Those are good statements. And when you do that, you cleaned up your house. When you do that, you cleaned up your world. And everything you do is beautiful. But if life gives you a tumble, you better stop and realize you made that tumble. Now, where were you not thinking right? You won't know. So you say, all is in divine order, and it is so. You follow me? It is so simple, but definite. Practice every day on the piano, and you'll be good mechanically at the piano. Practice every day, with the piano, you know, and you'll be very good at playing it by ear and moving beautifully. So, have a good day, have a good evening. And remember, regardless of what I say to you, I love you.